building on MythBusters 1, which we did last year to encourage more vendor government communication. We're looking at doing a second document that might look at it from industry side and what are things that they could do to make the engagements more productive and make sure that we're all getting the most out of our time together.
I know the original MythBusters did address some of those industry to and government interactions. How's this going to be different? I mean, is it really looking from a totally industry perspective, like you're kind of changing your point of view?
Well, actually, it's stating the myths from the industry perspective so that the industry can kind of see themselves in it and say, gosh, how can I make sure that I've gotten all the information I need before I go into a meeting with a contracting officer? What are the kinds of things that I can do? Where do I go for information so that I can really, you know, be up to speed on everything before we sit down so we can have the most productive conversation?
Are there one or two ones that you could point out right now that says, you know, here's the biggest myths that are out there that we really want to bust?
Well, we wouldn't want to give away all of the information, but we just want to make sure that industry has all the information that they need, that they bring the right people to the meetings so that they are filled with good information exchange.
And from a development standpoint, are you meeting with groups like IACT, ACT, Coalition for Government Procurement, Professional Services Council, people like that to develop this?
Right. So we've talked to a lot of folks, and we hear, because we meet with industry all the time about different things, we've heard a lot of common myths. And so these are probably nothing surprising, but it's good information, we think, for industry to take back with them.
Any kind of time frame you can talk about? Are you thinking in the next couple months?
I'm hoping in the next couple of months, yes.
The other thing you mentioned was the Presidential Management Fellows Program, an acquisition focus, is that correct?
Yeah, so we're very excited. So the Federal Acquisition Institute has put together a PMF program, Presidential Management Fellows Program, with an ACT track or an acquisition track, which is to take the folks who are coming in as PMFs, very talented individuals, get them interested in acquisition and bring them into an acquisition shop, give them the acquisition training so that they can be certified to a particular level and start sort of a new cohort of very talented acquisition individuals as we move forward and we want to make sure we get all the right people there. We thought this was a really good way to attract good folks.
This is very similar to, for instance, the Tech Fellows Program, same concept where they're looking at to bring in technology-focused people into the government to kind of help out in certain areas?
Well, actually, this is building off just the OPM's PMF program, so bringing in the very talented folks just generally to the agencies, but we're carving out the acquisition function so that people can start immediately on an acquisition track within the government and get involved in things very quickly so that we're starting to maybe specialize a little bit, having the folks from the PMF program specialize in acquisition sooner.
Are these current PMF folks, I mean people who have applied and are coming into the program in 2012?
Yes, people who are coming into the program, yes, indeed.
And do you know how many yet, or is that still under discussion?
It's still under discussion, but we want to make sure we'd love to have every agency sort of look at having somebody in acquisition and then build from there. So we're just starting out. We'll learn some lessons, I'm sure, but we're very excited about it.
All right, something I guess to follow up with in the coming months with you. The other thing you mentioned was about changes to the federal bizops.gov page, the idea of the pre-RFP portal site. Give us a sense of what it is and what the goals are behind it.
So on Fed BizOps, we just added a functionality for vendor collaboration because building off MythBusters, we understood that it was sometimes hard to find when industry or when agencies were having industry days and when they were having opportunities for engagement. And so we set up a new functionality on Fed BizOps that you could just click and you can find all the engagement opportunities, RFIs, those kinds of things. So it would just be easier to engage with the government earlier. And that gives, I think, government and industry some good space at the beginning of the process, especially in the pre-RFP timeframe, where we're building requirements, industry can help us shape those. We're looking at the acquisition strategy. They can tell us if we're headed down the right path or not. We thought publicizing those opportunities would help us get to a better end state.
Now, with an RFI, those could be under sources sought. They could be a marketing research. They could be a true RFI. They could be a draft RFP. Is all of that going to be there? And then there could be thousands a day on there. So how can you separate by agency or by topic?
I believe you can sort in that way, but we wanted to make sure that when agencies were posting the information, they were posting it in a consistent way so that you would have just one place to look for it all, so that we weren't sort of searching over and over again. Also on that site, you'll find the vendor communication plans that came out of MythBusters 1, so that the agencies have their specific information up there, so it's a little bit easier to find.
And those communication plans are basically, can you give us a sense of what they addressed from a broad level? Was there any trends that you saw among agencies?
Well, we wanted to make sure that there were points of contact, that there were tangible events that the agencies were having in order to reduce the barriers, that they understood sort of how they got the word out to the workforce that this was something that the agency felt was important, and we wanted to make sure that the vendor government collaboration space was something that we were pursuing, that we were putting it into our acquisition plan. So it was just more of a focus on that, and I think the plans represent some very good work on the agency's part.
You also got a question from industry that I don't think actually got answered, so let me throw you a little bit of a curveball here. They asked about the IT cadres, the cadres of trained IT acquisition people. Is that something that's being worked on? Because a lot of what you're talking about seems all connected.
Exactly. So we issued guidance last year on developing the specialized IT acquisition cadre, and we looked at some very good work that the VA and some of the other agencies were doing to build a capability in-house that had your contracting officers' representatives, your program managers all in one place so that they could learn from each other, so that you had that sort of cross-training opportunity there. And so we think agencies are taking a look at doing that, especially for their high-risk environments. And I think we'll start to see more as we start to build the capabilities and we have more conversations like this, which I thought was a very good panel, so that we're sort of moving in a direction of better collaboration and organizing our work differently, perhaps.
It seems like it's already happening. For instance, Darren Ash from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission talked about something that they did very similar to that. Are you seeing this pop up among other agencies now that you put the guidance out to say, oh yeah, we did that already, or we are in the process of doing that?
I think we're seeing more folks saying we're in the process of doing it. We're looking at it. We understand that we've got budget pressures, and I think those budget pressures will drive perhaps maybe different behavior, looking at how the work is organized. They may not have less work, but they may need to look at how it's organized to do it better, maybe looking at another organization to help them with their IT spend as well. So I think there are lots of options that folks are looking at. But I think building out this cadre, when we talk to the folks at the VA, they've had a lot of success with it because they're really focused on those high-risk areas on IT. And because it is moving so quickly, I think having everybody, you know, working together sort of in an IPT environment, but maybe even a little bit more formalized, is a really helpful way to meet those pressures.
One of the things that came up during the panel was Luke McCormick from the Justice Department CIO brought up this idea of a hybrid acquisition IT person. Is that what you kind of guys are trying to get to? And if so, if you could give me a few thoughts about that concept.
I think it's a very interesting thing to look into, and I liked his idea of taking the 2210 and the 1102 and dividing by two and getting a 1656, which would be somebody who is well-versed in acquisition and in IT. I think there are probably some cultural things that we would need to look at, but I think the training is out there. I think the will is there, so it's absolutely worth maybe examining what that would look like if it's a specialization in IT, if it's a sort of majoring in IT as an acquisition person. There are lots of different ways to get at that, but I think we heard loudly and clearly that we need to focus on bringing the community together in maybe even more formal ways.